News Agency in New York. The producer was Ian MacDonald. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. And now it's time for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
C'est de la funky shit, démonte le beat. Que la poule s'agite et que ses bruits se sont dynamiques. Do you like it? C'est de la bonne dope. Un son tip top. On se croirait dans un cop avec des potes si t'as la cote. Approche au premier rang et saute, saute, bougeant la tête. Prêt à monter une sacrée côte, côte si t'es de mèche. Alors qu'un vide crie, pom, pom, un son tout simple. Pour voir si le people est dans le boat, boat. Do you like it? C'est de la funky shit, démonte le beat. Que la poule s'agite et que ses bruits se sont dynamiques. Do you like it? C'est de la bonne dope. Un son tip top. On se croirait dans un cop avec des potes.
The man who coined the Balkan Beats label is back with another dance floor collection. Bosnian-born, Berlin-based Robert Soko's new offering on Piranha is a brass-heavy, and I mean that in a good way, party-on collection of remixes from right across that particular musical spectrum, from Marseille's Wacha Clan to one of his big inspirations, Boban Markovic, and also includes a very bouncy version of Los Colorados, I Like to Move It. That, though, was the Serbian Živeli Orchestra and Dojaja, their name being an ultimate party one, meaning slanche, or long life to you, preferably drink in hand. This is World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy, heading for some of the cornerstone locations of world and roots music tonight, from Mali and Senegal to Quebec, and from Colombia to the Celtic diaspora. And my session tonight comes from the man behind the most imaginative album to emerge from the English folk world this year, Sam Lee. And I'm going to stay in the Balkans a while longer with the first album I've ever come across with sleeve notes by a professor of social anthropology, political theory and post-structuralism. But if I can take the tongue out of the cheek for long enough, I can tell you that the backbone of this project is the turbofolk Croatian trad band Kreesh and Scots producer and musician Martin Swan, best known for his mouth music lineups and for his long-time friendship and work with the late Martin Bennett. This relationship between Kreesh and Swan goes back several years now, with Martin featuring on the band's albums and touring with them, so it's rather good to see a distinctive outlet for their collaboration in Zykopops, that's described as one step worse than turbofolk and aiming to seek a degree of rabbitness. I'll let you find the zen of Lapine consciousness then with this one, Moja Diridika.
There is an altar on
the gloriously assured new release from Anglo-Scottish trio Lau, Martin Green, Chris Drever and Aidan O'Rourke, and The Bird That Winds the Spring from Race the Loser, already garnering 5-star reviews in the press, and deservedly so. And we'll be hearing more folk innovation from my session guests tonight in just a little while, with music from Mercury-nominated Sam Lee and his band. So, having revelled in European success in Chicago last weekend, with the great escape of the European Ryder Cup team, this is another face of that great city, a long, long way from the Medina Country Club. Al Scorch describes himself, his observational songwriting and his banjo as fourth-generation Chicagoan, soaking up influences from the city's various migrations, Irish, Appalachian, Deep Southern, Eastern European. The result is a vivid collection of lives in miniature, described in the songs on the album Tired Ghostly Town, including this working man's upsum of love, life, death, and the daily grind.
Liza Lee, she promised me
Yankee John, storm along.
She promised for to marry me
Yankee John, storm along.
When I sailed across the sea
Yankee John, storm along.
Liza said she'd be true to me
Yankee John, storm along.
I promised her a golden ring
Yankee John, storm along.
She promised me that little thing
Yankee John, storm along.
Oh, Liza Lee, she slighted me
Yankee John, storm along.
Now she will not marry me
Yankee John, storm along.
Up aloft this yard must go
Yankee John, storm along.
Mr. Mate, he told us so
Yankee John, storm along.
I thought I heard the skipper say
Yankee John, storm along.
One more pull and then belay
Yankee John, storm along.
The final instalment of a three-album project celebrating the shanty repertoire of West countryman John Short, who gave the great folk collector Cecil Sharp some 60 or so songs, from a verse or two to more complete and richly authentic versions. The Short Sharp Shanties was a reworking of this repertoire, sometimes straight down the line, sometimes letting the interpretations and arrangements run a little, without ever losing sight of the song's working roots. And it involved several singers, including Tynesider Jim McGeehan, who you heard there with Liza Lee, or Yankee John Stormalong, as it's also known. Also part of the project was my guest tonight, Mercury Prize nominated Sam Lee. He's here in the very grand and rather large surroundings of Maida Vale Studio One with his band, who are Francesca Terberg on cello, Jonah Brodie on Japanese koto and ukulele, Steve Chadwick on trumpet and cornet, Camilo Tirado on percussion and cantilla, and Flora Curzon on violin. And they're going to start out with a song that opens Sam's album, A Ground of Its Own. This is George Collins.
George Collins walked out one May morning, when May was all in bloom, and who should he see but a fair, pretty maid washing a white marble stone. She whooped, she hollered, she called so loud, she waved her lily white hand. Come hither to me, George Collins, cried she, for your life it won't last you long. He put his bent bow down by the bank side, and across the river sprang he. He clipped his hands round her middle so small, and he kissed her red ruby lips. Then he rode home to his father's own house and loudly knocked at the ring. Arise, arise, dear mother, he cried. Arise and please let me in. Oh, arise, arise, dear mother, he cried. Arise and make up my bed. Arise, arise, dear sister, he cried. Get a napkin to tie round my head, for if I should die tonight, as I suppose I shall, please bury me 'neath that white marble stone that lies 'neath Fair Ellen's hall. Oh, a hole, weaving her silk so fine. And who should she see but the finest corpse that ever her eye shone on? Oh, fair Ellen, called unto her head maid, whose corpse is the soul so fine. She made her reply, George Collins, this corpse, an old true lover of mine.
Sam Lee and band playing for us live here in the Maida Vale studios for World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Sam, it's fantastic being able to hear the songs live, having been enthusing about the album for the past few weeks. I've been reading your CV, which is not a straightforward one for a musician. A survivalist, burlesque dancer, visual artist. It's a kind of strange path that takes you to being a singer.
It's very little music in my CV, really.
That actually, singing is a relatively recent thing for you.
It is on a I guess a sort of public basis, but I have always been singing with friends around the campfire as a kid, and that was really my musical spiritual upbringing. So to speak, but there was never any professional aspirations at all.
And what turned the corner then?
Well, it's simply just hearing old song and discovering there was this wonderful indigenous culture in Britain. And as a London city kid, you never get exposed to that sort of wider sort of anthropology of our traditions, and both musical and cultural. And when I discovered that, it was a complete defining moment. That was
how did you encounter these old songs and old singers for the first time then?
Well, it sort of came a little bit from camp and from discovering that these songs that we're singing weren't from our ancestors on forest school camps, but they actually existed outside our community. And I guess the internet, which was getting popular around that time and I was learning how to use it, revealed the sort of wider American traditional, and then it sort of led to the Watersons, who we'd been singing some of their songs unknowingly, and very quickly from hearing, you know, Norma and Martin sing, discovered people like Harry Cox and Jeannie Robertson and the great old voices. And it was really those voices that sort of grabbed me by the ears.
It's clear from the notes on the album, A Ground of Its Own, that these sources, these source singers are very important to you. But you actually had the opportunity to do something that I think that a lot of young singers won't or can't have, which is not book learning, not tape learning, but you actually spent time being mentored by one of the great singers. Yeah. Tell us about working with Stanley Robertson.
Well, that was a great privilege, and geez, I miss him terribly. He died about 3 years ago, and Stanley was a wonderful singer and storyteller and keeper of Scottish traveller lore. And he sort of took me on under his wing when he realised his time wasn't long and he hadn't as such passed his repertoire on in the way that he was passed his on from Jeannie and his forefathers and mothers. And it was a great privilege. It was hard work and it was intense, and it was I love this music for the people, and getting to meet the Robertson family and become, you know, a member of the family was for me something that I will always be close to them, and, you know, be singing the songs with their spirit, and with, you know, respecting the work they've done to keep them alive.
A lot of, well, especially again, younger people's experience or impression of the Gypsy and Traveller communities in Britain will be through television, you know, car crash television, like Big Fat Gypsy Wedding and things like that. But tell me what it really is like being allowed into these communities.
Yeah, well, they're not big and they're not fat and they're wonderful people. And actually, interesting, this week the great court case has just been won by the Irish Traveller movement against that TV programme, which is great news. They are a wonderful people who are very passionate and are very rich with their culture and are very proud of it. The good ones are. And I guess it's an interesting experience because a lot of them have not had an outsider come in and be involved so personally and within that side of their heritage, because nobody's really paid it much interest other than the folk revival community. And even so, that hasn't been for many decades. So there are so many wonderful singers out there that nobody knows about. And I'm trying to encourage more younger singers and older singers to go and make those connections, because I think it's great cultural diplomacy, as it were, getting that insight and building up those relationships.
Well, you're going to carry on the session now with another song from the album, and this is actually the first song that we played from the album on World on Three, so I'm very glad that you're going to be singing the Tanyard Side.
Thanks.
I thought he was an angel bright, come tripping down so low and saying, "Kind sir, I'm a country boy and modest to me plight. Thy daily labor for my bread down by the tanyard side. He's the neatest little country boy that ever my eyes did spy, and he'd have made a girl a bonny bride down by the tanyard side. So red and rosy was his cheeks, and amber was his hair, and amber was his hair. His two pretty eyes like diamonds shine as my hands pass through his hair. It is 12 long months since first we met, so early in the spring, when the small birds they do whistle loud, the nightingale. Nightingale, do sing. And if ever I return again, I'll take that boy inside and I'll roll him in my very own arms down by side, and I will roll him in my very own arms down by Tanya's side, down by Tanya.
Flora Carson's violin, as sweet a nightingale as the bird that sings on Sam Lee's album, A Ground of Its Own. And there's more from Sam and the band later on in World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. But let's turn to a UK-based kora and percussion player now, the charismatic Sekou Keita from the band Baka Beyond. His new album is a bit of a monster, recorded in Bristol, Paris, Bogota, Havana, Seville, and of course, several places back home in Senegal. And it starts out with his own song, Rumi, which was in part the soundtrack for the events leading up to the fall of Abdoulaye Wade and fresh presidential elections at the beginning of this year. The name means country, and it's a powerful call for Africa to look to positive means of moving forward. A bird in the tree will not feel safe to fly down to a land that has nothing to offer. 22-year-old Youssoundour some 30 years ago, before he'd gained fame in Paris and again worldwide through Peter Gabriel's album So. Wadjour from Youssou and his band Super Étoile features on a new Nascente double album compilation of early recordings throughout the 80s, from those first years in Senegal to the latter part of the decade once he'd begun to hit the international big time. And before that, Senegal from the present day with Sekou Keita's Rainy from his new album on Astar Artis. It's called Miro. And we'll take one more from West Africa. Well, one foot in Bamako and one in New York by way of Kentucky, courtesy of Malian singer and guitarist Habib Kwate and bluesman Eric Bibb. This musical meeting of minds is gentle, sweet for the most part, maybe even a bit too much so. But this is lovely. Send us brighter days.
Send us brighter days. Send us blue skies. Send us healing ways to live. Send us, if you please,
hamishachin morun galdilas gilas gilas morun galdilas nachilu now achil mi hein rutakul hanut mi okon yakusal hamishachin struk na krami en rich na fölin en ave Daniel and E. Loch Farvel and Reeve and Yak Mingen Traun. Morunga Gilas, 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 Morunga Gilas, not Gilu now. A Gil me hain, Rudagul and Utio, Ponya Gusau, Hamisha Chin. Strugna Promis Morua Kena, Ermolach Slajan. Kiet en pak morun galdilas chilas chilas morun galdilas nok chilu now achil mi hein rudagul hanu ti o gon yagusa hamisha chi havi mi strir shakrim ne kublu getine gu My faithful fair one, my own, my rare one, return my fair one, oh hear me cry. For thee, my maiden, I'm sorrow laden, without my fair one, I'll pine and die. Morun galdilas, chilas, chilas, morun galdilas, nach chilu now, achil mi hein, rudagul hanut, fi o konya gusa, hamisha chi. Morun galdilas, chilas, chilas, morun galdilas, nach chilu now, achil mi hein, rudagul hanut, fi o konya gusa, hamisha chi. Morun galdilas, chilas, chilas, morun galdilas, nach chilu now, achil mi hein, rudagul hanut, fi o konya gusa, hamisha chi.
Well, I remember hearing that song for the very first time over in Canada back in 1989 when the Rankin family had just released their debut album. And if you can take into account the fact that this beautiful love song, My Faithful Fair One, Maroon Geltjilas, was almost always sung back home in a terribly mournful, drawn-out manner, you can maybe understand the huge impact that the Cape Bretoners had on Gaelic music when this hit this side of the water. Beautiful and distinctive voices blending in sibling harmony. And I was so very sad to hear the news of the death of Raelene Rankin last weekend. Raelene was the eldest of the Rankin family band, the fifth of a whole family of 12, and very much keeper of their traditional Mabu legacy from the Gaelic heartland of Cape Breton Island. When we visited Mabu last year with World Roots, you might remember that we met our sister Heather, who by now, with her sisters, was co-owner of the village's famous Red Shoe pub. That was along with Raelene and Cookie. Heather said at the weekend that her sister had battled breast cancer for 11 years with grace and dignity. And the loss of Raelene is a huge blow to family, community and the wider musical world. I'm going to be playing a long set from one of the great sessions that we encountered during that Canadian safari last year, from the Quebecois leg of our journey, the kind of night I'm sure Raelene would have revelled in over the years, not least in the Red Shoe. But I'm going to return now to another groundbreaking musician joining us in session here tonight on World on Three, the Mercury-nominated Sam Lee and his band. And they're going to carry on with a song not from the album. This is one of the first outings for Willie O.
Thank you.
Here's a health to all true lovers, and here's to mine, wherever he may be. This very night I will go and see her, although she is a many long mile from me. As Mary lay sleeping, her love came creeping, and through her bedroom door did go. Rise up, Mary, lovely Mary, I'm your charming Willie-O. Mary arose and put on her clothing, and to her bedroom door did go. There she found her own true lover, cheeks they was white as the lily snow. Willie dear, where are those blushes and that you've had some years ago? Mary dear, the clay has changed me, I miss the ghost of your way. That night in sweet conversation concerning courtship years ago, both shook hands and sorrowful parted just as the cock was beginning to crow. And as they were in sweet conversation, down her cheeks the tears did flow. Farewell, Mary, I must leave you, I'm but the ghost of your Willie-O. When fishes they do fly, and the seas they do run dry, and the rocks they will melt to the sun, and the rocks they'll melt to the sun, and the rocks they'll melt to the sun. The cocks are crowing, love, I must away. And the cocks are crowing, love, I must be going. And the cocks are crowing, love, I must away. And the cocks are crowing, love, I must be going. For we are but servants, love, and I must obey.
Willie O from Sam Lee and the Band playing for us here in Studio One, the enormous and very grand Studio One at Maida Vale. And Sam, I did make mention of it. We can't pass it by. The Mercury Prize, is it a good thing or a bad thing? People talk about it all the time as being the kiss of death, but I'm sure it must be a great thing to be nominated.
I'm pretty thrilled. I can't think of a better planet to be sent off to.
What's it like sort of inhabiting or co-inhabiting that world for a little while with the sort of Indian rock and pop and whatever else makes its way into the prize?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, as a great promoter and evangelist of traditional music, I think we're quite right. Folk songs should be up there with all those other genres. In fact, it's been around for loads longer, and it'll probably survive for a lot longer. In the days when people kind of trying to wonder what indie music was and all that, folk music will still be there. So absolutely, it deserves a platform like that.
And you've not been shy to promote traditional music through, let's say, unconventional routes for a genre which, if you're going to follow the stereotype, is you know, more wellies and jeans than it is haute couture. How do you end up in the pages of Vogue?
Well, you know, I think Vogue, a magazine that they want to challenge every convention, really. And, you know, wellies and socks and sandals are probably going to be on the catwalk for this autumn winter collection. So I think they're just sort of setting the precedent.
Now, you'd convinced me with the previous answer. I'm not sure about that one.
But I think, you know, I think they're about trend setting, and I think they've got a sense that, you know, folk music and some of the style and the sort of the shamelessness of it is actually worth celebrating.
Now, just looking at the band around here and thinking also of the album, where I'm working with Jerry Diver, and obviously you're bringing his whole electronic imagination and sound palette into play as well. It's quite a, well, I suppose, magpie's nest of sounds and instruments from all sorts of cultures. But what is the rationale behind creating these very different arrangements for very traditional songs?
Well, I know that neither of us went into making the album with the intention of doing something different, but I think Jerry is very similar to me in that he has a deep, deep love and belief in traditional music and its sort of core elements. But also, he's a real outsider as well, and he's played in rock bands and punk bands. And I'm the same. I haven't grown up in folk music, so I've listened to loads of other genres, and it was really about bringing some of the sort of acoustics and sounds and textures that fascinate me, and that sort of lost and found idea, yeah, that magpie's nest of things, bringing those two worlds together. So I've not tried to contemporize folk song. I've just tried to honour the idea of folk song with an acoustic arrangement behind
it. Does being outsiders make it easier for you to do things that other folk might regard as untouchable?
I think the outsiders in all art forms are often the great seers in some ways. You know, Susan Sontag always said it about the photographers, that the foreigners were the great seers because they have an objective view on things. And I sort of came into folk and loved it, but thought, you know, my God, it needs to be updated a little bit. And I'm a challenger by nature. Anything that I do, I wanted to see if it can be done differently. And, you know, and folk is an evolving music, so it needs to react to 2011, 12, 13.
Well, you're going to sing one more song for us from the album, and it's another gorgeous one. It's Goodbye, My Darling. Sam, thank you so much.
Thanks, Marianne.
For it's goodbye, my darling, it won't be for long. Though it may be for years, not forever. For it's I'm going away, love, for several long years, and
I'm going away, love, to see the old castle with a drink in my hand and a girl on my knee. And if I could not see you for 7 years more, then I would think of my darling forever. Oh, England. If ever I live to see 7 years more, I would think of my darling forever. Now the waters, they stand with their whips in their hands, just to see us walk from big smoke clouding the land. And you are not to judge how cruel you be. You sent us away to war and road and road for a lifetime. I could not see you for 7 years more. Think of my darling
Thanks a million to Sam Lee and the band. That was absolutely gorgeous. The album's called A Ground of Its Own and it's out on the Nest Collective record label. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy here on World on Three, where we've been listening to some very 21st century interpretations of English folk song. This, though, goes back to the latter part of last century, to 1972, and a band who were in at the birth, really, of alt country. Joe Ely, Jimmy Dale Gilmer and Butch Hancock are celebrating 40 years of the Flatlanders, on and off. They didn't quite manage to keep it going as a band, but they came together from time to time. And they've done this with the release of their original long-lost recordings, now found from Odessa, Texas. Here they are with Stars in My Life.
The stars in my life will shine like sunshine, if only I can see your smiling face. Though this universe collapses on occasion, the stars in my my life will stay in place. Your kind of consciousness and holy vision lights up my stars with a light so fine, so pure. This universal law needs no revision. The stars in my life will shine for sure. The stars in my life will shine like sunshine. If only I can see your smiling face. Though this universe collapses on occasion, the stars in my life will stay in place. Clouds may hide your loving powers. Darling, all my stars will shine for you. The sky may cover up with thunder showers, but you can make my stars come shining through. The stars in my life will shine like sunshine. If only I can see your smiling face. Though this universe collapses on occasion, the stars in my life will stay in place. Yes, the stars in my life will stay in place.
Teppel's Waltz, another outing for Finnish band Frick from their new album Polka 5. And as I said before, we hope to hook up with them for a session when they visit Celtic Connections in the new year. Before that, the Flatlanders from 1972. And we're headed for Colombia next, and an exotic, mesmeric, irresistibly rhythmic, psychedelic treasury of a collection, again from the 70s, heady musical years of Barranquilla, Colombia's Golden Gate, and the huge influence that African music and recordings had there. Once again, Analogue Africa, Sami Benrejeb has made the trawl for this particular 32-track treasure, and the result is just fantastic. Have a go at this one, the Grupo Folclorico and Huipiti.
Huipiti! Huipita!
Mexican electronica weirdness, again in a good way, from Camilo Lara, aka the Mexican Institute of Sound, and just by way of a sideline, the president of EMI Mexico. Before that, Sammy Benrejeb's latest collection, Diablos del Ritmo, the Colombian melting pot 1965 to 1980 on Analog Africa. This is World on 3 and Marianne Kennedy here on BBC Radio 3. And to the corner of the Celtic world I probably know least about, except that I'm always amazed and heartened at the amount of new songwriting going on in Welsh. These three brothers from the Llyn Peninsula of northwest Wales are the self-styled cowboys of their home village of Rhosbotynog, nominated for this year's Welsh Music Prize, and with a new album out called Draw Dros y Mynydd, Way Over the Mountain. They're in London for a bunch of gigs in November at Cafe Crema, Union Chapel and the Birkbeck. And you'll be able to hear there their brand of Cambrian country folk rock, including this one, Quiet Here Tonight, Tawal Imaheno.
Thank you.
music that just breathes. The perfect illustration, I think, of less is more. Two musicians from the coasts of the Murray Firth, Lauren McCall from the Black Isle, north of Inverness, and now Breton-based Callum Stewart, originally from Fochabers and a member of bands including Man Ran and Jamie Smith's Mabon. This album is just a gem, out on Lauren's own Make Believe Records, with that magical connection that you often find in Irish wind and string duos, manifesting themselves, though, here with a distinctively Scottish personality, flavoured, though, with twists and turns from Brittany to Cape Breton Island. First up were Cowboys Ross Botunog from their new album Draud Ross Imenith. And between the two was Gaelic singer Maeve McKinnon from her new album produced by Angus Lyon, Once Upon an Olive Branch. And that was the opening track, a praise song to Gillespie MacLean of Heishgit, forced to emigrate when he committed the unforgivable sin of breaking an engagement to marry. That's it for tonight here on World on Three. Thanks again to Sam Lee and the band, to Chris Rouse, Andy Fell and Jill Drabble in the studio, and Roger Short producing. Lopa Kotari is back with you next week. Do join her as well for World Roots this Sunday night, when she'll be presenting more highlights from London's Darbar Festival of Indian Classical Music. You've been listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, and it's with a World Roots exclusive I leave you tonight, from the Albion Brasserie in the Quebecois trad music heartland of Joliet, where on my trip there last year, I was joined by the band De Temps en Temps and a host of musicians in the audience who joined in the fun at the end of the formal gig with this fabulous session. And this set, we're playing in full for the first time. Enjoy.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3's musical journey through the night. A Bach keyboard partita and a Beethoven string quartet are an hour away, but first today, a concert featuring the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra and their conductor Juha Kangas. Later, they're playing Mozart, a flute concerto and a symphony, but they begin with something from neighbouring Latvia. Petteris Vasks is a contemporary of Juha Kangas, and he wrote Epiphania for the conductor's 65th birthday in 2010. They've been close friends for two decades, and Epiphania ends by quoting a Latvian folk song. As an unspoken motto above the music, Vasks says, "I can see the question, what remains at the end of a life full of music?" Epiphania by Petrus Vasks. Mozart's commission to write for a wealthy amateur flautist called de Jean, or de Jong, came about after they were introduced by the principal flute player in the renowned Mannheim Orchestra, which Mozart visited in 1778. Even that connection still doesn't seem to have enthused him to fulfil the commission completely, but he did at least manage to complete this G major concerto, which Haley Rosin is playing here.